Speak Your Name podcast. We are really glad that you are listening to us. Today we have Ruben as a guest talking about the Rubik's Cube.
Thank you for the invitation, Margarita. Today we will dive into the fascinating world of Rubik's Cube. These colorful puzzles have captured the imagination of millions around the world, not just as a toy, but as a tool for cognitive development and source of endless entertainment. We'll explore their history, benefits, and why they remain a beloved pastime for people of all ages. The Rubik's Cube was invented in 1974 by Erno Rubik, a Hungarian architect and professor. Initially called the Magic Cube, it was created as a technical tool to help explain three-dimensional geometry. The cube's popularity exploded in 1980s, when it was marketed globally. By 1982, it became the best-selling puzzle in the world, with international competitions emerging to solve in the fastest time. Over the year, many variations of the Rubik's Cube have been developed, including the 2x2x2, Pocket Cube, 4x4x4, Rubik's Revenge, and ever larger and more complex versions like the 17x17x17. Technological advancements have also led to the creation of digital and electronic versions of the Cube, as well as apps and online platforms for virtual solving. Solving a Rubik's Cube requires logical thinking and strategic planning. Each twist and turn must be calculated to achieve the desired outcome, fostering critical thinking.
Eric here. What advice would you give to someone that is starting with Rubik's Cubes?
If you want to be a speedcuber, you need to do dedication and discipline, and if you only want to be a collectionist, only enjoy. It teaches perseverance and patience. The process of learning to solve the cubes involves trial and error, which can help individuals develop and grow mindset. Memorizing algorithms and sequences enhances both short-term and long-term memory. Competitive solvers or speedcubers often memorize dozens of algorithms to improve their solving times.
Hi Ruben, Guadalupe here. How long can you learn logistics?
With the 3x3x3 cube, it will say that with good practice, you will understand the logic in about 15 days. The cube aids in the development of spatial awareness and visualization skills. A solver must understand and manipulate a 3D object in their mind. The Rubik's Cube has a global community of enthusiasts who connect throughout online forums, social media, and local clubs. These communities provide a platform for sharing techniques and strategies. You can use Instagram to meet more speedcubers, YouTube to learn different tips to solve the Rubik's Cube, and it's probably the best way to learn. But you can use SpeedCubeDB, there you can practice your algorithms, learn best algorithms for each cube, or use algdb.net, there you can find other algs, and other websites are CS Timer, Cube Desk, Twisty Timer to practice your solves and keep better your times.
Hey, Eric here. Ruben, how long have you been learning about Rubik's Cubes?
I started to learn in September 2022, like 2 years, because my brother solved the cubes and I like the cubes, and there is my first time to solving the cubes. Competitive events like the World Cube Association, WCA, competitions bring together solvers from around the world to compete in various categories and events, fostering a sense of camaraderie and sportsmanship. Many people find solving the Rubik's Cube to be a relaxing and meditative activity. The focus required can help reduce stress and anxiety, providing a mental break from daily routines. The cube offers endless fun and challenges with new solving methods and techniques continually being developed. It can be a lifelong hobby that evolves with the solved skill level. So, the Rubik's Cube is much more than just colorful puzzle. Its rich history, cognitive benefits, and social aspects make it a timeless and valuable tool for both education and recreation. Whether you're a seasoned speedcuber or just starting, the cube offers something for everyone. Encouraging problem solving, memory improvement, and community connection. So, the next time you pick up a Rubik's Cube, remember, you're not just playing with a toy. You're engaging in a multifaceted and enriching experience.
Ruben, Margarita here. If you have already figured out how to solve the cube, what keeps you motivated to keep on playing with the cubes?
Now, my motivation is practice for keep up my times.
Thank you, Ruben, for inspiring us with this amazing topic. And thank you to all listeners. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Stay tuned for the next Pick a Name episode.